是我，
我可以坐下来唱这首诗歌。
名分就是我的笑容。
下来的时候，有一个长大麻风的人一直跟着他，然后到他的面前说：主啊，你若肯，请你叫我洁净他。主耶稣看他，心里就动了慈心，伸手一摸，他立时就得着了洁净。我想在我们中间没有人得过大麻风，但是我们在利未记看见神用那么多的篇幅讲到大麻风要被洁净的条例，知道大麻风实在是一件非常非常痛苦的疾病，它是我们的羞辱，是我们的痛苦。我们要告诉所有的人说，我得了大麻风，我必须与别人分开来居住，因为没有人喜欢跟我们就近。大麻风非常容易传染，大麻风的复发性也非常的强烈，就算好了也要常常的来给大祭司查看。但是有一位救主，当我们来到他的面前向他恳求说，主你若肯，我就必得了洁净，而且我是永远洁净，这个病再不能够沾我的身，我要在你的荣耀，在你的喜乐，在健康里面好好的来生活。主耶稣今天他是要动了慈心，伸手一摸，我们就立时得了洁净。所以当我们唱这首诗歌的时候，带着渴慕，凡有病的才需要医生，康健的不需要医生，不需要救主。但是我是一个罪人，我也是一个病人，我要来到主的面前说，主啊，我要得医治，我要得洁净，我要立时得了洁净。我们一起来唱第一节第二节。
人生中人将我枷锁，
But my soul,
hallelujah.
Something happened, and now I know He touched me and made me whole.
第二节。
Since I met with the Savior, since when the man my soul.
Something
happened, and now I know it touched me and made me whole.
我们刚刚念的诗篇，他说：“我的心啊，你要称颂耶和华。”不可忘记他的一切恩惠。 Blessed Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. 他赦免你的一切罪孽，医治你的一切疾病。 Who forgives all thy inequities, who heals all thy diseases.今天早上我们来支取，来 claim 这个 right， 耶稣基督在十字架上他的鞭伤成为我们的医治。我们第一节第二节我们再唱一遍我们就结束。在你的面前是完全不能够隐藏的，我们有什么好，有什么坏， 有什么软弱，在你面前是完全完全赤露敞开的。主啊，今天早上就让我们谦卑来到你的面前。主，虽然我们知道我们已经得救，将来我们可以进入永生，但是主啊，我们身上还有许多的病需要被你来医治。主耶稣啊， restore 你的 health， 恢复那个在我们里头你起初创造的健康和完全，叫我们这个人可以在地上那样子足足的来享受你的救恩。主啊，不让仇敌任何的破坏、偷窃、杀害在我们的里面，哦主啊，来控制我们。主啊，因为我们是完完全全属于你的。主啊，在我们听主你的话之前，我们愿意谦卑的伏在你的面前，说主，我们需要您来 touch 我，来摸我。你一摸我就得着痊愈，你一摸我立时就要得着洁净。哦，然后我能够欢呼赞美，欢呼赞美，说我的主救了我，他医治了我，哈利路亚。哦，耶稣啊，早上与你的呼召、你的医治、你的完全、你的同在，主啊，都丰富的在这里赏赐给我们。主耶稣，我们谢谢你，祝福我们下面的时间，奉主耶稣基督的名。
弟兄姊妹们平安。
Peace to you, brothers and sisters.
我记得上个礼拜讲到的时候，我提过，在我们公司从前上班的公司曾经收到一个炸弹的警告。
I remember last Sunday I mentioned that we got a bomb warning in my previous company.
然后我们全公司的人都当回事的，赶快跑出来。
And we all took it very seriously and evacuated.
而现代的人对于人不接受救主，有一天要面临永远的审判。却没有这种危机意识。
But yet we do not sense the urgency about if we do not receive the salvation, we will be judged eternally.
这个礼拜所有看报纸的人都知道，就在迪安萨，差一点发生了一个爆炸案。
And this week, if we read the news, we will all know that this week the building in Indiana College almost exploded.
当然，他们原来就是预计礼拜二中午十二点半在我们平常的用的餐厅要爆炸。
They plan to explode the cafeteria that we use every week about Tuesday at noon.
我们礼拜二早晨 Dianza College 14,000人全部被 evacuate， 全部被撤离。
So on Tuesday morning, 14,000 students in Dianza College were all evacuated.
弟兄姊妹他们也都当回事。
They all took it very seriously.
我们在看了报纸，我们也从心里面感谢主，这件事情没有发生。
After we read the news, we all praise God that this didn't happen.
不然星期二不知道要死掉多少无辜的学生和老师们。
Otherwise, we don't know how many people would die from this incident.
就像我跟一个姊妹讲的，就算这个人他没有想炸人，只是想炸 building， 如果挑选周末的话，可能就炸到我们了。
Just like I shared with a sister, if this person just wanted to explode the building and then not the students, and then he would probably pick a weekend.And it will be us that it will kill.
所以那个姊妹问我说：“你会不会紧张？”我说：“我一点都不紧张，但是我心里面对我的神充满了感谢。
”So the sister asked me, "Do you worry?" And I said, "No, I don't worry. But my heart is full of thanksgiving to my God."
这个礼拜多少人在这里称赞这个勇敢的女孩子
？This week, so many people praise this brave girl.
三大电台 ABC、NBC、CBS 都来访问她。
All the big TV stations all came to.Interview her.
市长接见她，美国总统颁勋章给她。
And then the mayor interviewed her, and then she was given a prize from the president.
很多人设立奖学金给她。
And many people gave her scholarships.
但是弟兄姊妹，当这么多人为着一个人 他因为救了一些人可能免离灾害，人在这里夸奖称赞他。
So at this moment when so many people praise this person for saving many people's lives.
我们这一班站在十字架底下的子民，我们岂不是更该对我们的主献上感恩呢？
How much more shall we thank our God who, that we get to stand beneath the cross?
因为他是救我们脱离那极大的死亡。
Because he has saved us from great death.
所以我们这一连串继续要来讲这历久弥新的十字架。
So this time when we keep talking about this every new cross.
犹太人希望看到神迹。
The Jews demand for miraculous signs.
希尼尼人喜欢得到智慧。
And Greeks look for wisdom.
但是我们这班蒙恩的人，我们永远要传的就是钉十字架的耶稣。
But we who are blessed, we shall ever preach Christ and His crucifixion.
这不仅仅是我们的题目。
Not only that, this is our theme.
保罗甚至说我立了志向，我不知道别的，只知道耶稣基督并他钉十字架。
Paul even said that I resolved to know nothing but Christ and His crucifixion.
好，弟兄姊妹，神在教会历史里面兴起了许多属灵的器皿来。
God has raised many spiritual vessels throughout church history.
一直为神家恢复了许多属灵的产业。
To restore many inheritances in the house of God.
我们知道神使用了一个使女叫做宾路易师母。
And we know that God has raised a maid servant that Mrs.
他把十架伟大的信息重新恢复传讲出来。
And she has restored the truth of crucifixion.
好，弟兄姊妹，在她一本很重要的书讲到十字架的信息。
In one of her very famous books.
加略山的十字架，在她第一篇的信息里面。
In the first theme in that book is the cross on the Calvary.
在她第一页里面就有一句话，开宗明义的把十字架标出来啊。
And she directly point to the cross on his on her opening.
她说加略是整个世界历史的转捩点。
She says that on Calvary is the turning point for the whole history of mankind.
一切在他之前的都指向他。
Everything before that points to it.
一切在他之后的都归向他。
Everything comes after it goes back to it.
一切还没有发生未成的事情，有都根据于他。
Everything that's to come is according to it.
好，弟兄姊妹，真是这个样子。
It is true indeed.
不管人类历史发生了怎样的大事情。
It doesn't matter what kind of incidents human has.
没有一件事情比在加略山上发生的还要大。
Nothing is greater than what happened on the Calvary.
在那里那位圣洁神的儿子。
On that mountain, the Son of Holy God.
他为全人类的罪。承担了神的审判，他为我们上了十字架。
He bore the judgment of God for all sins of mankind, and he went on the cross.
他不仅仅承担了我们的审判和罪恶。
Not only that, he bore our sins and our judgment.
他把整个旧造的世界和仇敌的权势都带到了十字架上去。
He brought all the all creation and the power of enemy to the cross.
当他在那里说成了的时候
，When he said it is finished，
不仅仅我们众人的罪孽都归到他的身上。
Not only that he bore all our sins，
弟兄姊妹，他借着死败坏了掌死权的魔鬼。
Through death he destroyed the Satan who controlled death。
他也在十字架上借着死，他带下了新造的世界。
And through death he brought this new created world。
一切的旧造被带到了十字架上解决了。
All the creation was done over on the cross。
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，加略真是人类历史的转机。
So Calvary is indeed the turning point of all mankind。
每一个蒙恩人的都在十字架的底下开始了他人生新的一段。
Every new believer started his new life on cross。
没有十字架就没有我们，弟兄姊妹。
Without cross, we will not be here。
没有十字架，我们今天坐在这里毫无意义。
Without the cross, it is meaningless for us to sit here today.
我们何等的感谢主。
How we thank our God.
所以在启示录第五章的时候
，Therefore in Revelation chapter 5,
神让约翰看见了宝座的意象。
God revealed to John the throne.
弟兄姊妹，整个宝座的意象，启示录第五章集中在被杀的羔羊身上。
This vision of the throne focused on this lamb being slain.
一面神让我们看见，让约翰看见，天下人间没有一个人。可以展开坐宝座手中拿着的书卷。
God revealed to John that there's no one in this world is worthy to open the scroll.
神永远的旨意没有一个人可以了解的。
No one get to understand the eternal will of God.
神在人身上的计划旨意没有一个人可以明白。
No one get to understand the plan of God on human.
也没有一个人配去展开这个书卷。
And no one is worthy to open the scroll.
弟兄姊妹，约翰看见，约翰就哭了。
So when John saw this, he cried.
他那个哭不是约翰一个人哭啊。
Not only that, he himself cried.
他是代表所有的人类在那里哭啊。
He represents all all mankind and Christ.
因为没有一个人认识神的旨意是什么。
Because no one gets to understand God's will.
没有一个人能够了解人真正的价值和目的是什么。
No one gets to understand the value and the purpose of life for man.
而这个时候有一个羊羔出现。
But yet at this time there was this lamb.
那样子的柔弱, 那样子的顺服。
This gentle and obedient lamb.
圣经上说像才被杀过的。
Just like it was just slain.
过来从做宝座的手里。
He received this scroll from the one sitting on the throne.
他为我们展开了,
and he opened it for us.
弟兄姊妹, 借着被杀的羔羊,
through this lamb that was slain,
我们才知道神在人生的计划是什么。
We get to understand God's eternal will for man.
而底下宝座前就充满了敬拜和赞美。
And then before, right after that, before the throne, there was filled with praises and worship.
天地之间一切受造之物,
all created beings.
不管基督伯, 不管24长老, 不管天上的地上的地底下的, 天下一切受造的, 都在这里敬拜, 赞美他。
Either cherubims or elders or all the creations in heaven and on earth, they all worship God.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
Dear brothers and sisters,
今天我们听这些信息, 看这些经文, 我们觉得好像跟我们很遥远。
Today when we read or hear about these messages, we felt they're far away from us.
有一天我们真在宝座面前看见羔羊的时候,
but one day when we see this man before the throne,
我们真是伏在他的面前, 我们要来敬拜, 感谢他。
We will bow down and prostrate before him and worship him.
多么伟大的加略十架,
what a great cross on the Calvary.
多么伟大神的羔羊,
what a great Lamb of God.
弟兄姊妹的我们
So today we shall continue to look at this cross.
而我们所有的救恩, 弟兄姊妹, 神, 救恩在我们身上的故事,
and all our salvation and the story of our being saved.
基本上我们分了三个阶段,
can be divided into three stages.
当我们悔改, 重生, 接受救主的时候,
when we repent and born again and accept the Christ,
借着圣灵, 重生了我们,
and through the Holy Spirit we are born again,
我们的灵活过来, 灵得救了,
and our spirit was quickened and then we become alive.
所以以西结36章告诉我们, 神要给我们一个新心, 要给我们一个心灵, 然后神要把他的灵放在我们里面。
So Ezekiel chapter 36 tells us that God will give us a new heart and a new spirit, and God will give us new spirit in us.
所以当我们重生得救的时候, 讲到我们的灵得救了。
So when we were born again, our spirit was saved.
弟兄姊妹, 而在我们的, 从我们得救, 到我们见主的这一段时间里面,
and during this time between we got saved and the time that we see the Lord,
神要叫我们的魂也能够得救。
God wants to save our soul.
借着十字架在我们身上做更深的工作,
through the cross, He wants to work deeper in us,
叫我们可以像他,
so that we can be like Him.
十字架在我们身上怎么工作呢?
How does the cross work on us?
它就是除掉一切旧造, 不是出于神的,
to remove all old creation, anything that's not of God,
带进神那个非受造, 永远的生命,
and bring in this eternal life that's not created, that's new creation.
所以不要把十字架就当作我在这里受苦了，我娶了一个坏老婆当作十字架。
So do not misunderstand and thinking that cross is just a misfortune.
或者我长了病了，我有一个坏老板。
Or maybe I got sick or I have a bad boss.
弟兄姊妹, 我们太误会了十字架伟大的意义了。
We misunderstand the cross.
十字架叫做除去它。
The cross is to eliminate.
弟兄姊妹, 我们里面一切不是从神来的, 神通通要除掉。
God wants to eliminate anything that's not of God.
而让我们的生命性情能够像主。
So that our life will be like Him.
讲到我们魂得救。
And then our soul will be saved.
我们的心思需要被神来更新,
our mind needs to be renewed,
我们的情感需要被神来炼净,
and our feelings and emotions need to be cleansed,
而我们的意志需要被神来折服,
and our will needs to be broken.
这是我们一生得救的故事,
and that is the story of our salvation.
而接着讲到身体的得救,
and then that is the salvation of our body.
罗马书第八章告诉我们, 将来我们的身体要得赎,
Romans chapter 8 tells us that in the future, our bodies will be redeemed.
那个时候我们要脱离一切虚空败坏的瑕疵,
so that we will be freed from all the controls of this destruction.
所以今生我们会, 等一下我们会讲到, 今生里面我们会经历到神的医治,
therefore, in this life, we will experience the healing of God.
但是身体真正彻底完全的得救, 是在我们将来被其变化之后,
but then the complete salvation of our body will be after rapture.
腓立比书告诉我们, 神要给我们一个新的身体, 和基督相似的。
The book of Philippians tells us that God will give us a new body, which is like the body of Christ.
哥林多前书15章告诉我们, 我们有一天要把这个必朽坏的身体要种下去, 然后复活的是一个不朽坏的。
And in 1 Corinthians chapter 15 tells us that one day we will bury the destructive and then we will receive this non-destructive.
保罗在哥林多后书第5章第4节告诉我们, 有一天我们现在是在这个帐篷里面, 叹息劳苦。
Paul also tells us today we live in this tent and then we suffer.
不是我们喜欢脱下这个, 乃是我们更愿意穿上那个。
It's not because we like to put down this, but we like it even more to put on the new one.
他在灵后第4章也告诉我们, 外体虽然 一天毁坏一天,
in 2 Corinthians chapter 4 tells us even though our body is deteriorating every day,
我们的内心一天新是一天,
but the inner man is renewed daily.
弟兄姊妹我们注意到了没有, 神在我们身上整个的得救, 今生里面是种在我们魂的得救, 一天比一天更新鲜更成熟。
So going through this life, we're experiencing this salvation of soul that we will be renewed daily.
身体完全的得救,再也不生病不毁坏的身体,是在我们见主的时候。
But then the complete redemption of our physical body will be at the moment that we see God.
今天早晨我们要来讲历久弥新的十字架第3讲,讲到医治的十字架。So
today we will focus on this, the cross of healing.
弟兄姊妹,当我们讲到医治的十字架的时候,
when we talk about this cross of healing,
我们很容易第一个想到医病的就是想到我们肉身的疾病。
Immediately we will think of this healing of our physical body.
因为它是这么具体,这么真实的被我们看见,被我们经历。
Because it's visible, it's tangible, and can be experienced.
尤其我这个礼拜要讲医治的十字架的时候, 有人就告诉我说, 你看看这个礼拜教会多少的人感冒生病。
When I was preparing this sermon, and someone told me, just look at how many people get sick this week.
还不要说感冒了,我们的弟兄他的父亲这个礼拜刚过世。
A brother's father just passed away this week.
我们亲爱的嘉荣现在也在病房里面正在病危的时候。
And brother Jiarong is in his last days in the hospital.
还不仅仅是小小的病,是这么严重的病。
And then all these diseases are so serious.
而在人类的历史上,在1347年到1351年的时候, 发生了人类最可怕的一次黑死病。Black disease.
And then in human history, about 14th and 15th century, there was this black disease that was devastating.
弟兄姊妹知道那一次死了多少人吗?
Do you know how many people died during that time?
那一次死了7500万人。
About 75 million people died.
光欧洲就死了2500万,死掉了欧洲的1/4的人。
Just in Europe alone, about 25 million people died. A quarter of the population in Europe died.
你说这是14世纪,一三多少年,医药不发达。
And you might say, oh, this happened in 14th century when the medicine was not very advanced.
弟兄姊妹在20世纪,
but about in 20th century,
在1918年到1919年的时候,
about 1918 through 1919,
全世界有一个特别的 flu, 死了2100万人。
And then there was a special flu in the world, and then about 21 million people died.
光光美国本土就死了85万人。
Just in America alone, about 850,000 people died.
死掉的比整个第一次世界大战死掉的人还要多。
There are more people died of this than in World War I.
弟兄姊妹面临了这么多的疾病在我们的周围,在我们的历史上。
So facing so many and so serious diseases among us.
难怪当我们讲到医治的时候,我们很本能的就会想到我身体的疾病,我的肉身需要得到医治。
No wonder when we hear about healing, instantly we think about the healing of our physical body.
医治是一个大的题目,弟兄姊妹。
But healing is a great topic.
尤其是医治肉身的疾病的这个是一个大的题目,我们不是我今天的主题。
Especially healing of our physical body is a big subject, and that is not our focus today.
但是因为跟大家这么有关,所以我稍微提几个点,让我们也能够对这个点上有一些深的认识。
Because this really concerns us, so I will talk about a few points.
弟兄姊妹,第一件事情我们要知道的, 神决定人,而且神愿意医治我们肉身的疾病。
First, we need to know that God is able and He's perfectly willing to heal our sicknesses.
在他没有一件难成的事情。
There's nothing too hard for Him.
就连拉撒路在坟墓里面死了4天, 神一样可以叫他出来。
even after Lazarus died for 4 days in the grave, and Jesus could still revive him.
圣经上从来没有看过主耶稣行神迹失败过一次的。
And then in the Bible, we cannot find one incident that Jesus failed his miracle.
所以他决定能。
So he is able.
第二个, 他决定很愿意来医治我们。
Secondly, he's absolutely willing to heal us.
所以圣经上讲得这么清楚, 他受的鞭伤叫我们得医治。
Therefore, Bible tells us clearly that by his wounds we are healed.
所以他原本只要钉十字架就好, 但是他却为我们受了鞭伤。
Actually, he could just die on the cross, but then he also bore our, he also suffered wounds.
他为着叫我们病得到医治。
So that our sicknesses could be healed.
而且他为什么愿意医治我们呢? 我们从新约圣经里面看见, 在圣灵的恩赐里面特别赐下了一并的恩赐。
And also in the New Testament, we get to see that one of the gifts that he bestowed on saints is the gift of healing.
如果神不愿意医治我们肉身的疾病, 神就不需要有这些应许, 神也不需要赐下这样子的恩赐来。
So if God is not willing to heal us, he will not have these promises and he will not give out the gift of healing.
所以在我个人的灵修里面, 我绝对不阿们有些人说在今生在这个世代, 没有神迹, 没有神迹的事情。
So personally, I do not agree with some people who say that there's no miracle of healing in this world today.
不仅仅有, 而且非常的多。
Not only there are, but there are many.
不仅仅该发生在别人的身上, 该发生在我们每一个人的身上。
Not only that it will happen to other people, it will happen to us also.
弟兄姊妹, 这是第一面我们需要讲的。
So this is the first aspect.
尤其我们不要欢迎疾病在我们的身上。
Especially we should not welcome disease to come to us.
很多的时候病在我们身上, 我们采取一种被动消极接受的态度。
A lot of times we are very passive to receive sickness.
所以病在我们身上的折磨, 它就一直持续。
Therefore, the torture of sickness continues.
因为你向他投降。
Because you surrender.
因为甚至有的时候我们还喜欢他。
And a lot of times we even like it.
我们讲喜欢他, 有人会不高兴啊。
Maybe some people do not agree with me.
可是你想想看, 因为你每一次叫生病的时候, 你另外那一口子就得让你伤分。
But then you, probably because whenever you're sick, then your spouse would treat you nicely.
你一叫生病的时候, 他就得更多的体贴你一点。
And maybe whenever you're sick, then your spouse will be more gentle.
孩子一叫生病, homework可不用做了。
And like whenever a child is sick, and he does not have to do homework.
明天要考试, 跟爸爸说我生病了, 哇, 吐两下, 就不用上班, 不用上学了。
So that if a child is sick, he can be excused from school.
有的时候病在我们身上, 因为我们欢迎他。
A lot of times we get sick because we welcome it.
弟兄姊妹, 我们决定不甘心疾病在我们身上, 搅扰了神在我们身上的旨意和工作。
Therefore, we shall refuse the sickness on us to stop God's work.
尤其当你要为神传福音, 为了神家做事的时候,
especially when you are about to serve God and to work in the house of God.
尤其你要去参加一个特别的聚会, 蒙恩的时候, 你发现仇敌常常借着疾病来攻击来拦阻我们。
Especially right before you are to attend a special conference to receive blessings.
神的儿女们对疾病要用一个拒绝的态度, 要祷告他。
We should have this attitude to refuse sickness and we shall pray through.
因为一切的咒诅降灾都不是神的意念。 耶利米哀歌第三章告诉我们, 神甚至不甘心叫人受苦。
Because it's never God's will to give us curses, because Lamentation tells us that God is not willing for us to suffer.
虽然有很多的人因为疾病让他更靠近主, 更爱主。
Even though many people get closer to God through sickness,
但是并不代表我们对疾病的态度就应该用欢迎的态度。
But it doesn't mean that we shall welcome sickness.
弟兄姊妹, 所有的病死魔都不是从神来的。
Because all sickness and all death and the Satan does not come from God.
所以我们的灵要兴起, 我们要照着神的旨意祷告, 我们不让疾病来辖制我们。
Therefore our spirit shall arise and we shall pray so that we will not be bound by sickness.
虽然我的病在我身上30年, 但是我到现在我从来不give up。
Even though my sickness stayed with me over 30 years, but until now, I never give up.
我仍然在奉主的名, 我接受神的医治, 我拒绝疾病在我身上, 任何的伤害和搅扰。
Still now, in Jesus' name, I refuse all the bothers from the sickness and I receive his healing.
弟兄姊妹, 我们从这么多弟兄姊妹, 或是周围的见证上, 我们看见神做了奇妙的事情。
And through many testimonies among us, we know that God can do wonderful things.
神不仅仅能, 神愿意医治我们。
Not only that he is able, but he's willing to heal us.
我听到一个见证。
Recently, I heard a testimony.
在洛杉矶有一个姊妹。
In Los Angeles, there's a sister.
她原来非常爱主，常常被圣灵充满的一个姊妹。
She used to love the Lord, and she was often filled with the Holy Spirit.
有一天她去检查的时候，突然发现在她的脑部很深的地方长了一个瘤。
And one day she went to get physical exam, and then it was found out that there was a tumor in his brain, in her brain.
那个瘤太深了，没有办法动手术。
Because the brain was so deep into her brain that it's impossible to have an operation.
所以不久她就进入 coma, 就进入昏迷的状态。
So shortly after that, she went into coma.
医生原来认为说她最多6个礼拜可以活的。
So the doctor diagnosed that she at most had about 6 weeks to live.
但是她一躺躺在那里6年。
But then she lied down and then lasted for 6 years.
那有一天那个医生进来跟他的家人讲,
so one day the doctor went to talk to the family.
那个医生要从 Pasadena 搬到 Sacramento 去了。
The doctor was going to move from Pasadena to Sacramento.
他说我试着想把你家的这个病人介绍给我的其他的同行的人, 没有一个人愿意接他的 case。
So the doctor told the family that I tried to refer this patient to my colleagues, but none of my colleagues is willing to accept her.
因为又要用很多的药物，而且是很困难的事情。
Because it's very difficult and much medicine is required.
所以这个医生就建议他的家人，我建议你把他送到州政府办的一个疗养院，免得在你们家也给你们带来困难。
So the doctor recommend that maybe they can send to a nursing home run by the government instead of staying at home.
那他们并不知道。 这个姊妹虽然常常在昏迷的里面，可是她却可以听得到人家的谈话。
But they failed to know that even though the sister was in coma, she could hear people talking.
她听着她心里就很难过，她实在不愿意被送到那个地方去。
When she heard that, she feels bad because she didn't want to go to the nursing home.
她心里面就求神，她说神啊，你若不医治我，我求你。 赶快把我接回家去。
Therefore she cried out to God. She says, God, if you do not heal me, please receive me back to home.
就在她这样向神哭求的时候，
just as she cried out to God,
突然听见一个声音说， I have a good news for you. 我有一个好消息要告诉你。
All of a sudden she heard this, oh, I have a good news for you.
她原来以为是旁边里面的收音机在做广告。
She thought it was an advertisement, a commercial from the radio.
接着她就说， 你不要害怕。
And then this voice continues, says, do not be afraid. There's a good news for you. And then she thought maybe this radio program continued, and then this choir sing the song. And then the song was, Jesus broke all fetters.
主断开一切锁链，主断开一切锁链。 那个歌就这样唱出来，非常好听。
Jesus broke all the fetters, and then the song continues.
唱到最后，他把我释放， He set me free.
And the last verse says, He set me free.
他突然一下子里面得到的力量，整个人醒过来了，醒过来了。
All of a sudden, she received the strength, and then she got up.
整个人好过来。
And then she was healed.
她发现她房间里面根本没有收音机。
And then she found out there was no radio in her room.
弟兄姊妹，那个医治的喜乐充满她。她那一天下午，她就可以出去爬山。她不仅仅病好了，她整个体力6年躺在床上，但是立刻神完全恢复她。
So the joy of healing filled her, and that very afternoon she was able to go hiking, and all her strength was renewed and regained and recuperated. And this healing brought great blessing to her church. Until today, we fully believe that there's nothing impossible for God.
我昨天晚上在 Christian Today里面查到一个统计资料，我非常的 surprise.
Last night, I saw the statistics on Christian Today, and I was really shocked.
它里面讲到，在美国相信神迹神医的，你知道百分比有多少吗？
Do you know how many percent of people in America still believe in healing?
Christian, 猜猜看。 5%? Okay. 贝天猜猜看。 5%. 还有没有人比这个高一点的？ 啊，都不讲了啊， 81%，
about 81%，
他说有 79% 的相信圣经上所讲的神迹是可能的，他们可以相信。
About 79% of people believe the miracles recorded in the Bible, they thought it was possible.
我反而觉得我们中国人好像信得更信不来啊。
Somehow I felt we Chinese are more skeptical.
啊，弟兄姊妹，在这么讲究科学的国家里面，人家80%的人相信有神迹、有神医的事。
In this high-tech and advanced of science.
对不起，84%。
Still, 84% of people believe in miraculous
healing. 我为什么记得呢？因为另外一个 number 是48%。
How do I remember? Because another figure was 48%.
48% 是说到自己亲自经历过一些神迹的。
About 48% of people who actually experience some miraculous healing.
弟兄姊妹，我们自己在主的面前，基督徒实在应该被主来提升我们的信心。
So our faith really need to be elevated by God.
其实这是第一面我们对疾病该有的态度。
So this is one, the first attitude we should have towards sickness.
但是圣经上所有神的真理都是非常的平衡的。
But then, all truths in the Bible are balanced.
另外一面呢，当我们讲到医治的时候，我们决定不应该只把眼睛放在肉身的医治上面。
On the other hand, when we talk about healing, we shouldn't just focus on the healing of physical body.
或是说，如果在你的肉身里面没有经历到神的医治，而就让我们拦阻的神在我们身上灵魂更深的医治。
And then, do not let the lacking of physical healing be an obstacle to a deeper healing of our soul.
或是因为我们在肉身里面没有经历到了神的医治，而让我们怀疑了神他的全能。
And do not let the lacking of physical healing be an obstacle to our faith to God.
这就是神当初在我身上给我一个最大的释放。
And that is a great release for me from God.
因为我自己曾经在主的面前有一个雄心大志。
Because before I had this great wish before God.
因为这么多的医生不能够治好我的病。
Because so many doctors could not heal me.
你知道一包草药熬几杯水熬到一碗水这样的喝下去。
I often take herbal medicines, from a big pile of herbs.
而我这一辈子喝的中药不知道几个大 tank.
And then, all the herb medicines I add up would be like barrels and barrels.
各式各样的中医。
All kinds of herbal medicines.
各式各样的怪的配方。
All kinds of prescriptions.
贴这个连那个用烫的汤匙烫它，各式各样的方法都试过。
All kinds of strange treatments.
啊，西医的化疗，西医的开刀，西医的放射，每一样的事情好像他们都在试我。
All kinds of Western medicine treatments.
来的弟兄姊妹。
But brothers and sisters.
没有地上一个医生可以医治我的病。
None of them could heal me.
到最后我就在主的面前有一个不甘心。
Finally, I had this desire.
我说主啊，从现在开始我停下所有的医生。
I said, Lord, from now on, I stop all treatment.
我就是专心的信靠你。
I will just trust on you only.
既然你是全能的神。
Since you are the Almighty God.
既然圣经上有这样子的应许。
Since there's promises in the Bible.
从现在起我不吃药不看医生。
From now on, I do not take any medicine, I do not see any doctor.
第一次有三年多的时间我拒绝了所有的医生和医药。
So about 3 years, I refused all medicines and all doctors.
然后后来我接受了一次手术。
And then I had an operation.
然后接下来我又连续9年不看医生不吃药。
And then after that, about 9 years, I do not take any medicine and do not see any doctor.
那一次的手术仍然失败，把我的嘴角神经切歪掉了。
Because that operation I had still failed.
所以我就拒绝再看医生。
Therefore, I refused to see any doctors anymore.
我就一直觉得说，神啊，你要在我身上彰显你的荣耀。
Therefore, I say, God, manifest your glory on me.
不管别人告诉我说这是多么祖传秘方，是宫廷秘方，或是这个人老人家再走了，你将来没机会了，弟兄姊妹，我都能拒绝。我说 no.
No matter what people say, how great is that prescription or that treatment, how scarce and how valuable, I always say no.
我甚至在神医的人要为我按手祷告的时候，我跟他说，你不用为我求医祷告，你为我赞美神。
Even when people who have gift of healing wanted to lay hands on me, I tell them, do not pray for my healing, just praise God for me.
我 try 所有的方法，我向神挤出我对他的信心。
I try all ways and I squeeze out my faith toward God.
直到有一天神对我说话。
Until one day God spoke to me.
I am who I am.
I am who I am.
我医治你。
I heal you.
我是全能的神。
I am the Almighty God.
就算今生你没有得到医治，我仍然是全能的神。
Even if you do not receive healing, I am still the Almighty God.
我医治你，你可以经历，可以见证神爱你。
If I heal you, you can testify that God loves you and God heals you.
就算你今生没有得到医治，我仍然爱你，你仍然要见证我爱你。
Even if I do not heal you this life, you will still testify that I love you.
弟兄姊妹，我们把我们自己得不得医治，把它放得太高太大。
We often magnify the matter if we receive healing or not.
所以当我们讲到医治聚会的时候，你发现比任何的聚会来的人都多。
So if there's a healing conference, you will see that there are more people attending than any other kind of conference.
因为人这么急地解决我肉身的问题。
Because people are so desperate to find solution for their physical problems. But we oftentimes ignore or neglect the even more serious problem, that is the problem with our relationship with God.
弟兄姊妹，我们常常神透过外面的病在提醒我们里面的病。
A lot of times through our sickness, God is reminding of our inner sickness.
神有的时候也的确容许一些环境和苦难 发生在我们身上，为了要医治我们。
God oftentimes allow afflictions to come in order that we get healed.
我们记不记得在约伯记36章15节，神对约伯说？
Do we remember in the book of Job, chapter 36, verse 35?
神借着困苦人。
God saves the afflicted through affliction.
趁着他们受欺压的时候，神开通他们的耳朵。
God open their ears when they are persecuted.
弟兄姊妹，当我们在受困苦的时候，我们就会觉得这个时候，主啊，我是最需要安慰跟帮助的。
When we are afflicted, that is the moment that we feel we need the help and comfort the most.
但是神却用困苦来救我们困苦的人。
But yet God saved the afflicted through affliction.
当我们在苦难、在受欺压的时候，我们觉得神啊，这个时候你的耳朵需要听我们祷告啊。
When we are afflicted or persecuted, we feel, God, at this time, you need to hear my prayers.
我们觉得耳朵重听的，这个时候是神，不是我们啊！神怎么听不到我的祷告呢？
We feel that it is God who doesn't hear, not us.
但是圣经上说，神却借着环境来，借着我们受欺压来开通我们的耳朵。
But yet the Bible tells us that God opens our ears when we are persecuted.
不是神听不见我们，是我们听不见神。
It's not that God cannot hear us, but we cannot hear Him.
就跟一对退休的老夫妇，这个老先生常常很 frustrated， 因为他的太太常常听不见他讲话。There's
this couple who are retired, and then the husband is often frustrated because his wife cannot hear him.
有一天，他为了要跟他太太证明他的耳朵多，他太太的耳朵多重听。One
day, he wanted to prove to his wife that how bad was her hearing.
所以他就离他太太大概30步的距离，他说：“太太啊，你听得到我吗？”
He kept the distance and then say, dear, can you hear me?
太太没理他,
and the wife has no response.
太太还在那里做菜,
so she continued to cook.
他往前走了10步,再讲一次, 太太你听得见我吧?
So he approached her 10 steps more and said, dear, can you hear me?
还是没听到,
and still no response from the wife.
再往前走10步,
so he continued to approach her.
结果姊妹,当他到他太太旁边的时候,他说,你看看,你听得到我吗?
And then finally, he was right next to her and he says, see, can you still hear me? Can you hear me?
太太说，我已经听了你讲了3次了，你为什么还在问我呢？
But then the wife says, you already said this 3 times, how come you keep on asking me?
我早就告诉你我听到了，你为什么还要问呢？
I keep on saying, I heard you, how come you still ask me?
弟兄姊妹，谁聋掉了？
So who has bad hearing?
马上就证明出来了。
So it's proved right away. A lot of times God speaks to us.
我们没有能听的耳朵,
but we do not have a ear that can hear. Therefore God allowed affliction to come.
趁着我们受欺压的时候,
when we are persecuted, He opened our ears.
我想我们多少的人都经历过这件事情。
Many of us have experienced that.
在我们清顺的日子里面，神根本不在我们的生活中。
In our prosperity, our life does not have God in it.
只有在我们苦难的时候,
only when we are in affliction,
我们的心想到神,
our heart remembers
我们真实的来求告神,
God, and we cry out to Him.
而当我们无助地跪在他面前的时候, 我们得到了他的帮助。
When we kneel before Him helplessly, we receive help from Him.
我们经历了圣经上所说的真实。
And we receive all the spiritual realities in the Bible.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们不要光把我们的眼睛放在肉身的得医治。Therefore,
do not focus our eyes on physical healings only.
如果我们只有肉身得的医治，而我们跟主的关系没有得到校正的话，
if we only receive physical healing, but our relationship with the Lord is not corrected.
如果我们只有得到了肉身的医治，而我们的灵魂没有得到医治的话，这个医治是表面的。
If we only receive physical healing, but our soul is not healed, then that healing is only outward.
所以有一次一个年轻的姊妹去请教一个年长的姊妹。
One time a sister went to an elderly sister.
她说我到底该嫁给谁? 因为有两个弟兄都很喜欢我。
And then she asked, there are two brothers who like me, which one should I marry?
两个人条件都很好。
And then they're all very qualified.
我对两个人的印象也都很不错。
And then I like them both the same.
不能要两个,只能要一个, 但是两个都不错。
But I like them both, but I cannot marry them both.
她问这个姊妹,我该挑哪一个?
So she asked this elderly sister, which one shall I marry?
然后年长的姊妹看着她,
the elderly sister looked at her,
就告诉她,
and tell her,
她的姊妹啊,
sister,
神才不在乎你嫁给谁。
God does not care whom you marry.
如果神不在你的生活中居首位的话,
if God does not have supremacy in your life,
他为什么要祝福你?
Why does he want to bless you?
你不管挑哪一个, 你都没把他摆在你的面前。
If it doesn't matter which one you marry, you do not have God in front of you.
如果你真是尊主伟大的话,
if you really honor God,
两个你都好, 你嫁给任何一个, 神都祝福。
Whichever one you marry, God will bless you.
你的家都能够荣耀神, 都能够尊主为他。
And your family will honor God and fear God.
弟兄姊妹, 婚姻是这样, 健康一样是这样。
Marriage is like this, so is our health.
如果我们今天只是说, 主我有病了, 你要赶快医我, 你要赶快医我。
If today we just say, oh, I'm sick, God, please heal me now.
医完, 我们拍拍手, 甩甩袖子, 我们走了。
And after we're healed, we just walk away.
圣经上这么清楚告诉我们, 10个大麻风。
And then the Bible tells us there are 10 lepers.
得了一次只有一个回来。
They all receive healing, but only one return.
刚才念词已经跟我们讲了大麻风是一个最苦的一种病。
We all know that leper is a very deadly disease.
全身腐烂肮脏污秽。
And you will have this filth all over your body.
他们被人平气, 他们受羞辱, 他们孤单痛苦。
And they're despised, and they're lonely, and painful.
这个病传染性强, 这个病复发性强,
and they're highly contagious, and then the recurring rate is high too.
都讲到罪在人身上的一种现象, 叫做大麻风。
And that is a manifestation of sin on us.
而这十个里面得了一次, 只有一个回来。
So these 10 lepers that were healed, only one returned.
这样子的医治有何价值呢?
So what's the value of this type of healing?
不过就是为了他这一生就是了。
It's only for this life only.
来的弟兄姊妹, 神每一次医治临到我们的时候,
but every time when healing of God came,
在他的心中, 永远是要积极的, 把他的永远生命和健康也赐给我们。
He always has this even more positive will that he wants to give us his health.
他不仅仅是一个最好的医生, 要医治我们一切的疾病。
Not only that he's the best doctor, he wants to heal all our diseases.
他也是我们的健康。
He is also our health.
他要叫我们得到更丰盛的生命。
And he wants us to receive even more abundant life.
所以为什么在启示录22章第2节讲到新天新地降临的时候,
therefore in Revelation chapter 22 verse 2 says, when the new heaven and earth come down,
宝座前有生命活水流出来,
there's a living water flow from the throne,
而在河旁有各样的果树,
and there are all kinds of trees by the river,
他们结12样的果子, 每个月都有果子,
and every month the tree yields different fruit.
圣经上告诉我们, 它的叶子是为了医治万民的,
and the Bible tells us the leaves are for the healing of people.
那更好的翻译就是, 叶子是为了万民的健康的。
Even better translation is that the leaves are for the health of the nation.
因为21章已经告诉我们新天新地降临以后, 再也没有眼泪, 痛苦, 死亡的事情。
Because chapter 21 already tells us when the new heaven and earth begin, there's no more death, no more sorrows.
所以一面来说, 神是我们的医治, 除掉一切我们的软弱和疾病。
So on one hand, God is our healing and he will remove all our weaknesses and our diseases.
一面来说, 他是我们的健康, 他要叫我们得到新造永远的生命。
On the other hand, he is our health and he wants us to receive this new creation, new life.
所以每一次神医治临到我们的时候,
so every time the healing of God comes to us,
决定不是只是为了我们外面的得医治而已,
it's not for our physical healing only.
他要医治我们里面的生命,
he wants to heal our inner life.
他要医治我们跟他之间不正常的关系,
and he will correct our abnormal relationship with God.
如果我们今天的医治仅止于表面,
so if our healing is only superficial,
弟兄姊妹那是一件可惜的事情,
that is a very pitiful thing.
如果我们今天生病, 痛苦了一辈子, 而我们里面生命没有改变, 这个痛苦也何等的不值得。
If we suffer from sickness all our life, and yet our inner life is not changed, then how worthless is our suffering.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹, 当我们讲到疫病的时候, 我们一定希望这两面的医治我们都有一个平衡的看法。
So when we talk about healing, we hope that we will have this balanced attitude toward healing.
我们一面我们不容许疾病来伤害来辖制我们。
On one hand, we refuse all bounding from sickness.
我们凭着信心拒绝疾病。
In faith, we refuse sickness.
我们凭着信心支取神医治的大能。
In faith, we receive this great healing power from God.
在另外一面我们凭着更深的信心。
On the other hand, with even deeper faith,
我们支取神在我们生命里面更深的医治。
We receive the deeper healing for our life.
我们支取他的健康。
We receive his healing, his health,
让他成为我们更丰盛的生命。
So that he becomes our abundant life.
好，基督是我们的医治。
Jesus Christ is our healing.
他是我们的医生。
He is our life.
他是我们的良药。
He is our medicine. He is our doctor.
他是我们的健康。
And he is our health.
弟兄姊妹何等的宝贵啊！
How precious!
所以我们希望我们对神医治的十字架，我们不是只有表面上的认识。
So we hope we do not have this shallow understanding of God's healing.
圣经里面主耶稣所医治的每一种的疾病，都有背后属灵的意义在。
And there's always a spiritual implication in all healings that Jesus has performed in the Bible.
这就是为什么约翰写到神迹的时候，他不愿意用 miracle 这个字，他用 sign。
That's why when John talks about these miracles, he does not only say miracle, but he says sign.
因为神迹就是外面的一件事情而已。
Because miraculous thing is just something outward.
A sign 说到神做这件事情, 背后有神的意义和教育存在。
But when we talk about sign, there's an implication, there's a meaning behind everything.
瞎眼说到我们这个人不认识神, 看不见神的心意。
When we say we are blind, that means we do not see God's will. We do not see God's presence. Do you remember one time I asked a brother to come up? First time he just came up casually. And the second time I asked him to be blindfolded.
我第一次上来张了眼睛叫他告诉大家我余弟兄在哪里，他一下子就知道了。
First time when he came up and I asked him to tell the audience where I am and then he instantly told.
他虽然站在那边，我站在这边，他很容易就知道我在哪里。
Even though he was far away from me, but he could tell where I was easily.
而第二次当他蒙着眼睛上来的时候，
Second time when he came up blindfolded.
他不仅仅走路不方便走，
Not only that, he couldn't walk very easily.
就连我紧紧地站在他旁边，他不知道。
And he didn't even know when I was standing right next to him.
这叫做瞎眼。
And that is being blind.
世界的神弄瞎的人的心眼。
Because the God of the world has blinded the eyes of people.
什么叫做瘸腿呢？
What does it mean to be crippled? It is will for me to do good, but I cannot do it.
明明知道这是正路，当行在其间，我就是走不上去。
I know this is the right path I should walk on, but I cannot. Because I am lame.
什么叫做耳聋呢? 我们听不见神的声音。
What does it mean to be deaf? We cannot hear God's voice.
神常常对我们说话。
God often speaks to us.
神借着信息。
Through messages.
借着圣经。
Through the Bible.
借着恩膏的教训。
Through the teaching of the anointing.
神借着环境都在对我们说话。
Through all circumstances, God is speaking to us.
但是我们却耳聋。
But yet we are deaf.
我们听不见神。
We cannot hear God.
我们哑巴。
We are dumb.
我们可以讲很多的闲话。
We can talk gossip.
一到神的面前，我们开不出口来。
But when we come before God, we cannot open our mouth.
我们没办法称颂他。
We cannot praise him.
我们不知道怎么祷告。
We don't know how to pray.
弟兄姊妹，主耶稣来到地上，他一路上行神迹。
Jesus came to this world, and all the way he performed miracles.
他医治那些伤心的人。
He healed those brokenhearted.
他医治各样的疾病。
He healed all sicknesses.
弟兄姊妹，今天他仍然行走在我们的中间。
Today he's still walking among ours.
他仍然行走在我们心田里面的加利利。
And he's still walking in the Galilee in our hearts.
所以我们在主的面前,
so before the Lord,
我们不仅仅要承认我们是一个罪人, 需要主拯救,
not only that, we have to acknowledge that we're sinners and we need God's salvation.
我们需要在主的面前承认我是个病人,
we also have to confess that we're sick and we need God's healing.
讲到罪人, 我们有这样子的认识跟感觉,
maybe we feel and then we know that we're sinners.
但是讲到我们自己是个病人,
but if we say we are sick,
不是很多基督徒都有这种感觉。
Not many of us have this acknowledgement.
弟兄姊妹, 我们实在要从心里面有一个很深的感觉。
We really have to know this.
主啊, 我是个罪人。
Lord, we are a sinner.
主, 我也是一个病人。
I'm also sick.
康健的人用不着医生。
It is not the healthy who need a doctor.
有病的人才用得着。
but the sick.
如果我们在主的面前不肯承认自己是个病人,
if we do not confess that we are sick,
这位大能的医生他就一直无从领导我们,
a great doctor cannot heal us.
一个瓶子塞着瓶口丢到大海里面去,
if a bottle is sealed and thrown into the ocean,
大海虽大, 永远不能满足它,
even the ocean is great, it cannot fill the bottle.
如果我们向着神是开的,
but if we open ourselves to God,
我们承认我们是个病人,
we confess that we are sick,
神能够医治我们一样的一切的疾病,
God can heal all our sicknesses.
所以圣经上告诉我们说被盗的儿女回来吧, 我要医治你们被盗的病,
so the Bible tells us, all return faithless children and I will cure you of backsliding.
这是旧造生命的本质, 就是想要远离神,
and that is the character of this old creation, to be away from God.
神要来医治我们,
but God will heal us.
我考考你们在座的小老美啊, 你们知不知道我们这些大人去看中医的时候, 中医最常检查我们哪两件事情? 有没有小朋友知道的?
I want to test the younger generation. Whenever we go to see a Chinese herbal doctor, do you know what two aspects the doctor examine us first?
Joseph, 知不知道?
Joseph, do you know?
Dorothy 呢?
Dorothy?
你们知不知道?
Do you know?
Chinese doctor 常常看病人的时候最常看的两个人。对不起你。脉搏非常好,还有没有?还有一个。
The pulse, yes.
前面有一个人。就这两件事情。Yes,
you're right.
对不对?
Pulses and the tongue.
弟兄姊妹,梁默伯是看我们心血的情形。
He wants to feel our pulse to understand the condition of our heart. And then he will also examine our tongue. Can we often come to this heavenly doctor? Let him feel our pulse. And let him examine our tongue.
大卫的诗篇十九章告诉我们,但愿我的心思,但我心里的意念,口中的言语,在你眼前蒙悦纳。
In Psalm 19, David says, may the meditation of my heart and the words of my mouth be pleasing to you.
Solomon 在箴言第四章告诉我们, 要保守你的心甚是保守一切, 因为一生的果效从心发出来。
Proverbs chapter 4 tells us, guard your heart more than anything because all our life is the result of our heart.
我们常常愿不愿意把我们的心放到神的手上, 让他把脉。
Are we willing to put our heart in the hands of God and let him feel our pulse?
而我们的舌头呢?
How about our tongue?
在马太福音12章37节告诉我们,
in Matthew chapter 12, the verse 37 tells us,
神说要凭着我们的口所说的定我们的罪,
we will be judged according to the words of our mouth.
凭着我们舌头所传的,
we will be judged according to the words of our mouth.
这就是讲到我们心里的意念口中的言语。
So the meditations of our heart and the words of our mouth.
弟兄姊妹, 我们这个人心啊, 问题多多。
There's so many problems about our heart.
啊, 我们会嫉妒啊,
we'll be jealous.
我们会猜忌啦,
and
we'll be cunning,
and then we refuse to forgive.
啊, 少一点就自卑了,
and either we have self-inferiority,
多一点就自大了,
or we are boasting and arrogant.
弟兄姊妹,我们好多的中国形容词都是自自自自自自自自自自自自自自自自自自自自自自自自自自自自自自自自自自自自自自自自自自自自自自自自自自自自自自自自自自自自自自自自自自自自自自自自自自自自自自自自自自自自自自自自自自自自自自自自自自自自自自自自自自自自自自自自自自自自自自自自自自自自自自自自自自自自自自自自自自自自自自自自自自自自自自自自自自自自自自自自自自自自自自自自自自自自自自自自自自自自自自自自自自自自自自自自自自自自自自自自自自自自自自自自自自自自自自自自自自自自自自自自自自自自自自自自自自自自自自自自自自自自自自自自自自自自自自自自自自自自自自自自自自自自自自自自自自自自自自自自自自自自自自自自自自自自自自自自自自自自自自自自自自自自自自自自自自自自自自自自自自自自自自自自自自自自自自自自自自自自自自自自自自自自自自自自自自自自自自
of our heart.
弟兄姊妹, 如果我们不认识, 我们是个病人,
so if we do not recognize that we are sick,
我们里面就不会觉得我需要医治,
then we will not feel the need for healing.
我们也就不容易经历主的医治,
and then we will not experience healing.
当我在这里讲说, 我们不仅仅是个罪人, 我们也是个病人的时候,
when we talk about that, not only we are sinners, but also we are sick.
也许你的心里面正在说, 老婆啊, 你正该听于弟兄讲这句话啊。
Maybe in your heart you are thinking, oh, my wife should hear this.
或者你心里面正在想, 哎呀, 张弟兄, 你就是该听这句话。
Or we will feel, oh, brother John should hear this.
弟兄姊妹, 我们却忘了, 我里面也是个病人。
We will often forget that we are sick.
没有一人, 一个也没有。
There's no one righteous, not even one.
没有行善的, 连一个也没有。
No one does good, not
even
one.
地上的医生可以医我们外面的病, 更何况很多病还医不了。
The doctors of the world can heal us, but not all diseases.
全天下所有的医生,
all the doctors of the world,
永远没有办法医治我们的心,
can never heal our heart.
可以医治各样的癌症,
they can even
如果可以的话,
they can even heal cancers.
但是他却不能够叫我们的良心变好,
but he cannot change our conscience.
人类的科学可以把人送到月亮去。
The science can send men to the moon.
不能够叫人从公共汽车往后走一点点。
But cannot cause people to yield on the bus.
每一个人都站在门边，因为下车方便。
Everyone wants to stand by the door so that it's easier to get out.
所以里面空空的，外面的人挤不进来。
So all the people crowding about the door.
弟兄姊妹，这就是这个世代人的情形。
And that is the condition of man.
所以我们来到加略山下。
So when you come beneath the Calvary, not only that, we confess we're sinners and we need God's salvation. We also confess we're sick and we need healing.
如果我们不肯医治，我们在这里挣扎，我们在这里一路上往前。
If we refuse to receive healing and we keep on struggling,
你会发现我们里面的那个病早晚要把我们打倒。
We will discover one day that sickness within would strike us down.
我们里面的病早晚要出来伤害别人。
And that sickness within one day will come out and hurt people.
伤害家人，伤害孩子，伤害我们周围的人。
It will hurt people around us.
有一只老鹰，有一次有一个人看到一只老鹰。
One time, one man saw an eagle.
他脚上被一个那个补，就是。捕兽器的一个铁夹住的。
And then one of the crow was caught by a trap.
那么他试着还在那里跑，想要甚至偶尔飞起来一下。
But the eagle was still struggling, tried to take off.
这个农夫知道他飞不久的。
The farmer knew that it would not last.
不管他能够飞多久。
Doesn't matter how long it can fly.
不管他能够支持多久。
Doesn't matter how long it will last.
这个东西早晚要把它拔下来。
Sooner or later, the trap will drag it down.
弟兄姊妹，他是一个受伤的。
Because he's wounded.
他是有一个有镣铐在他身上的。
Because he's bound.
还不是一个暂时的伤，一个东西在他的身上。
It's not just a temporary thing.
我们今天里面的疾病跟伤害，有的时候都不是短暂的。
A lot of times our sicknesses and our wounds are not temporary.
它可能跟着我们一生好多年了。
Maybe it has stayed with us for our life.
到今天，我们里面的depression还是没有人可以了解跟帮助。
Until today, no one can still understand and help our depression.
今天到今天，只有我才是对的。到今天，我们没有办法改变。
And today I still think I'm the only one who's right, and I can still change, still not change myself.
只要碰到不一样，一定要我赢。
Whenever there's a conflict, I have to win, and that hasn't changed.
我们永远要讲理由，永远没在我们里面改变。
We always have to argue and reason, and that hasn't changed. So many sicknesses are in us.
所以我们都不要把眼睛看到别人的身上去。
So let's not set our eyes on other people.
我们承认我是个罪人，我也是个病人。Let's
acknowledge that we're sinners and we're also sick.
神应许我们。
God promised.
他不仅仅要赦免我们一切的罪孽。Not
only that, He will forgive all our sins.
他要医治我们一切的疾病。But
He will heal all our diseases.
圣经上特别告诉我们，我耶和华是医治你的。The
Bible tells us, I am the Lord who heal you.
圣经上有七个宝贵耶和华的名字。There's
seven names, very precious names of the Lord.
耶和华以勒说到耶和华必预备。Jehovah. 耶和华沙龙说到他要赐平安。Jehovah
Shalom means the peace of the Lord.
耶和华尼西说到他是我们的旌旗，是我们的夸胜。Jehovah
Nisi, that he is our banner and he is our forgiveness.
这里讲到耶和华拉法，说到他是我们的医治。And
Jehovah Rapha, he is our healing.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们在主的面前真是要宝贝，我们的神是一个乐意医治我们的神。Therefore,
we need to really appreciate that our God is a God who is willing to heal.
把诚然担当我们一切的忧患，背负我们一切的痛苦。
He bore our sorrows and carried our diseases.
因他受的刑罚，我们得了平安；也因他受的鞭伤，叫我们得医治。
Because of his punishment, we have peace, and because of his wounds, we have healing.
马太福音第八章十七节也告诉我们，他代替我们的软弱，他要担当我们的疾病。Matthew
chapter 8 verse 17 says, He took out our infirmities and carried our diseases.
所以今天后半段我就不讲了。So
I will not continue with the second half.
因为我觉得时间不够，我宁可停在这，我下次继续讲。
Because of time constraint, I will stop here and I will continue next time.
弟兄姊妹，我仍然要在这里强调，我们的主他不仅仅是个医生。
I still want to emphasize that our Lord is not just a doctor. He will heal our sickness in our soul and our body. He is also our health. He wants to give us this new creation. So that every time we receive healing from God, not only that, a lot of characters of the old creation will be removed,
而在积极的里面,
but in a more positive sense, He constitutes in us this character and this new nature of this new creation life.
主说,
the Lord says it's not the healthy who needs a doctor, but the sick.
弟兄姊妹,
Do we all acknowledge that we are sick? We do not have to feel shame of it. Maybe we are afraid other people will know our problems. But in front of our Creator, we are transparent and we do not need to hide. Let the Sun of Righteousness shine in us.
圣经上告诉我们, the
Bible tells us its wings have the power of healing.
它照到哪,
Wherever it shines, there is healing.
它照到哪,
Wherever it shines, there, the work of the enemy is driven out.
它照到哪里,
Wherever it shines, there the darkness is removed. Let's sing the hymn again.
我希望我们在唱的时候，我们自己都能够带着一个简单的信心来到这位伟大的医生面前。
I hope that when we sing, we will come before this great doctor with simple faith.
他在十字架上，他在地上为我们受了鞭伤。
On the cross, he bore the wounds.
我曾经说过，那个鞭子不是普通的鞭子。
I said it before, the whip that strikes him was not an ordinary whip.
每一鞭都带着钩子，血肉横飞的。
It has hooks. And they would tear. Because of the wounds, we are healed.
We sing 1节、2节完以后, we sing 几遍的副歌。
身上担架我枷锁，卖掉这恨就是。耶稣，请来拯救你，我就你我就要和罪恶。 Touch me, Lord, you touch me, and Lord, I shall let out my soul. Something happened and now I know it touched me and made me whole, dear Jim. 从遇见恩主耶稣，得到洁净和痊愈，我就不受感悲欢呼，然后直到永世不遭遇。 Touch me, Lord, touch me, and all the joy that brought my soul. Something happened and now I know it touched me.
He touched me, 不可
是他先痛
Not my soul. Something happened and I know it was me that made me home.
我们请一起站起来唱副歌。
Let's stand up and sing the refrain.
当我们唱的时候，我们像那个妇人，也像那个大麻风一样。我们都向我们的主凭信心举起我们的手来。
When we sing, we'll be like the bleeding woman and like the leper. Let's raise our hand to our Lord.
Oh, 耶稣来 touch 我们。
Oh, Jesus, come and touch us.
Make me whole.
And make me whole.
止住我一切的血漏。
Will stop all my bleeding.
医治我一切的疾病。
And heal all my sickness.
来，来。
He touched me, Lord, He touched me, and all the joy they brought my soul. Something happened, and I know He touched me and my soul. Something happened and I know it was me and made me.
主耶稣在加略山上说成了的时候，
When Jesus said it is finished on the Calvary,
承然担当我们一切的忧患，
He bore all our sorrows,
背负我们一切的痛苦，
and He carried our burdens.
因他受的刑罚，叫我们的罪得到赦免。
The punishment that He bore brought us peace,
叫我们可以得到平安。
So that we receive peace.
因他受的鞭伤，要叫我们得到医治。
By His wounds we are healed.
今天早晨不仅仅求他医治我们肉身的病，
Not only that we ask him to heal our physical body，
不管弟兄姊妹你哪里有病，凭着信心，
doesn't matter what is your sickness， by faith，
将你的手放在你的患处，
put your hand on the part that's sick，
而另外一只手向我们亲爱的救主举起来，
on the other hand raise your hand the other hand to the Lord，
我们求他来医治我们，
ask him to heal us，
而任何最困扰我们的生命性情，
or there's anything that's bothering us，
我们需要主来医治我们，
we want God to heal us，
我们也来向他举手，
and we raise our hand to him.
He touched me, oh, He touched me, and all the joy that brought my soulSomething happened and I know it touched me and made me whole. It touched me, oh, it touched me, and joy that brought my soul. Something happened and I know it touched me and made me whole. It touched meAnd all the joy
的疾病缠累我们。
Maybe you have a sickness that stay with you for many years.
可能你现在有一个破裂的婚姻，需要神来医治我们。
Or maybe you have a broken marriage that needs healing.
可能在我们的生命，我们有胜不过的罪。
Or maybe there's a sin that we cannot overcome.
可能在我们的里外有各样属灵的疾病。
Or maybe we have all kinds of spiritual sickness.
耶稣基督昨日今日从来不改变。
Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever.
他从前医治，他今天仍然医治。
He was healing yet before, and now he's still healed.
他要来发命医治我们一切的疾病。
And he will heal all our sicknesses.
他是我们亲爱的救主。
He is our beloved Savior.
他来就是要救我们。
He came to save us.
他要救我们脱离一切的罪恶。
He will deliver us from all sins.
他也是我们全能的大夫。
And he's also the almighty doctor.
他要医治一切破碎的心灵。
He will heal all broken hearted.
他要医治一切破裂的家庭。
And he will heal all broken families.
他要医治我们一切破裂的生命。
And he will heal all broken lives.
今天早晨这位奇妙的救主就在我们的中间。
And this morning this wonderful Savior is among us.
他就站在你的旁边。
And he's standing right next to you.
凭着信心伸出你的手来。
In faith extend and raise your hand.
Touch him.
Touch him.
哦，让主耶稣也来 touch 我们每一个人。
Let Jesus come and touch every one of us.
来医治我们。
And heal us.
来释放我们。
And deliver us.
主断开一切的锁链
Break all fetters
他要叫我们得到自由
So that we will be free
Hallelujah
Hallelujah
神的儿子在哪里哪里就得以自由
Whenever there's Son of God there is freedom
神的儿子显现出来就要除掉魔鬼一切的作为
The Son of God appears so that to destroy the work of the enemy
他来要叫被掳的得到释放
And he will proclaim freedom to the captive
要叫瞎眼的可以看见
And he will restore sight to the blind
要叫受压制的得到自由
And that we will free the oppressed
瘸腿可以行走
And the lame will walk
哑巴可以来赞美神
And the dumb can give praises to God
耳聋的可以听见神儿子的声音
And the deaf can hear the voice of Son of God
大麻风要里外洁净
And the leper will be cleansed within and without
今天早晨你医治的能力运行在我们中间
And today the healing power work in us
除去我们不该再有的毛病
And remove all diseases
加略山上你已经说成了
Because he has said it is finished on the Calvary
他就完全成就了
So it is completed
你已经一次献上永远赎罪的祭
You have once for all offered this guilt offering
你已经在神的右边坐下来了
You have sit down at the right hand side of God
仇敌要做你的脚凳
And the enemy shall be your footstool
Hallelujah, yes.
Hallelujah, yes.
Jesus is Lord, Jesus is.
更深安静在宝座面前让主来医治我们的你可以到前面来
If you need deeper healing from the Lord please come forward
我们凭着信心跪在他施恩的宝座前
Come before him and kneel before the throne of mercy
他虽然是曾经是拿撒勒人耶稣，
He was the Jesus of Nazareth，
他今天是坐宝座荣耀的人士，
But today he's the Son of Man on the glorious throne，
他的宝座不叫审判的宝座，
His throne is not the throne of judgment，
他的宝座在今天仍然叫施恩的宝座，
Today it is called the throne of grace，
我们可以凭着信心来到他的面前，
We can come before him in faith，
得连续蒙恩惠，
To receive grace and mercy，
做我们应时的帮助，
And help in time of need，
所有需要的可以到前面来，
Anyone who needs come forward，
我们自己跪在主的面前或坐着都可以，
Can either sit down or kneel.
我们继续求主来 touch 我们。
May the Lord come and touch us.
求主来医治我们。
Come and heal us.
不让我们随便离开他的祝福。
Do not let us depart from His blessing
casually. 不让我们轻看他的应许。
Do not take His promises lightly.
主耶稣在这里。
The Lord Jesus is here.
主耶稣在这里。
The Lord Jesus is here.
凭信心来摸他。
Come and touch Him in faith.
Hallelujah.
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 So we entrust everyone who is kneeling here into your hands.
不管我们带着是怎样的软弱和疾病来到你的面前。
Doesn't matter what kind of infirmities we have before you.
在你没有难成的事情。
There's nothing impossible with you.
在你都是全肯。
You're always willing.
你愿意来医治我们一切的疾病。
You're willing to heal all our sickness.
你愿意来赦免我们一切的罪孽。
You're willing to forgive our sins.
如果我们的病是因为我们得罪了你。
If we are sick because we sin against you.
我们求你现在用宝血来遮盖我们。
We pray that you will cover us with your blood.
厚厚的来遮盖我们。
Cover us with your precious blood.
来宽恕我们一切的罪孽。
Forgive our sins.
宽恕我们对你一切的背道和抵挡。
Forgive our backsliding and refusal.
医治我们里面一切背道的情形。
And cure us of our backsliding.
我们为着我们在座的每一个都交在你的手中。
We pray for every one of us here.
不管我们出来了没有。
Doesn't matter if we step forward.
你的认识我们里面真实的情形。
You know our deepest inner condition.
照着我们的本相来可怜我们。
According to the way we are, have mercy on us.
照着我们的本相来医治我们。
Just as we are, come and heal us.
照着我们自己知道不知道的疾病，你来医治我们。
Whether we know or not, come and heal us.
你医治我们，我们就得到痊愈。
You heal us, and we can be made whole.
哦，耶稣
，Touch
我们每一个人
，Touch every one of us。
没有一个人离开这里的时候
，So no one will leave here。
是忧忧愁愁的走
，In sorrow。
让我们是欢喜快乐
，That we will be filled with joy。
带着你的医治
，With your healing。
带着你的同在
，With your presence。
带着你的祝福
，With your blessing。
带着你的爱回去
With your love we will leave
here 就在这个时候
At this moment
圣灵来充满每一个人
The Holy Spirit come and fill every one of us
来 touch 每一个人
Touch every one of us
来释放每一个人
And release every one of us
Hallelujah
Hallelujah
Hallelujah